northern pike, and the channel cat. We were down the other day and four or five species, I guess. Maybe trout, I don't know.
Ever catch any bass?
Yeah, they had bass down there. Uh-huh. Yeah, I never did catch any.
Okay. What would you use to fish with? I mean, what would you use for bait?
Well, around here we always use worms.
Okay.
I don't know what they use, no, it's where they fish.
What, were there different kinds of worms that you would use?
Or were they pretty much ground worms or earthworms? What?
Were they red? Do you have any red worms?
Yeah. Okay. What do they call them?
That's what we call them. We call them red worms. Yeah. Big old red.
Well, I think they call them night crawlers here, too.
Night crawlers, yeah. How about animals that a reptile that would, or an amphibian that would hop
frogs
around? Yeah, got any of those?
Yeah, rain.
Get a few. Are there different kinds of frogs that you might have?
Well, I suppose there is, but I don't know the difference.
Okay, are there little ones?
Yeah, they're generally little frogs.
Do you have a specific name for that, or are they just little frogs?
Little frogs.
Yeah. You ever call them a spring frog?
No.
Or a tree frog or something like that? What is a toad? Is that different than a frog?
Well, I think it's different. They sure don't look the same.
Yeah. Are they bigger?
Bigger than our frogs, yeah.
Okay. How about a bullfrog? Is that biggest of all?
I suppose that's the biggest one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are any kind of lizards that run around here?
Well, there's these little sand lizards. About 3 or 4 inches long. That's the one I've seen.
They run around on the ranch out of
there? Yeah, on dry ground.
What color are they?
Why, they change colors. They kind of gray to green.
Okay. Okay. And this is something I forgot to ask you earlier, but when people castrate cattle, they take the castrated parts and cook them up. They have a particular name for that. Do you know what they might call that?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever do that?
We never did here. We went places where they did. Yeah, we never did get into that.
Yeah, but you're familiar with that, yeah. People doing that? Mm-hmm. And are you familiar with different kinds of seafood? Do you ever eat seafood?
Not too much. We have eaten a little of it.
What kinds of things have you eaten?
Generally those, shrimp prawns.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
I want to ask you some about the weather around here. Since it's such a bad day today, I figure it's a good thing to ask about. This morning coming over, I was hard for me to see. It was real, real dense. What do you call that?
Fog.
Okay. Are there other names for low-lying fog like that you would call? You would have a name for?
Well, we just call it fog.
Okay. And what would you call the white things up in the sky?
Cloud.
Yeah. Do you have particular names for bad weather, for summer storms? Let's start with summer storms. Are there particular names you might have for a summer storm that came through?
Thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms. How about winter storms? Are there particular names?
Blizzards.
Blizzards. Other names that you might have?
Lousy.
Are you familiar with the term blue norther?
I've heard of it.
You know what that is?
It's a big wind out of the north, isn't it, or snow?
Yeah. Usually comes in the wintertime.
Yeah.
How about a chinook? You ever heard that word?
Yes.
What is that?
That's that wind out of the west, or we call it wind out of the west, the 3 to 4.
Okay. It's a warmer wind?
Yeah.
When does that usually come?
In the spring of the year.
Okay. Okay. And how cold does it get around here in the wintertime?
Well, it varies. Last winter it wasn't too cold.